This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We've got about 2 hours left in the show. Now, you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And had some great discussions today of some different things. And, Bob from South Portland had brought up some good questions, and one of them was, do I know of a place where we can get some inexpensive seedlings to add some things? And one of our listeners, Mark, had actually emailed me a website. I got onto the website, and just so many cool different things. And so their website for this is nh.gov/NH Nursery. And when you go to that part of the website, so many different information here. You go to their homepage, it'll tell you, what they can do. They have the catalog, pricing and everything. But one of the things I liked when I was looking during one of the breaks here was, looking at the different seedlings they have, and they have a whole thing that's a native. Then they have a packages. Like they have the Christmas tree sampler, deciduous tree package, dogwood package, native species package, right? You get 25 assorted seedlings, 5 plants of 5 species, right? So for $35, you'll be able to get that package. Pretty cool. Just a great information on here. Like you said, there's the balsam fir, right? It'll actually give you a picture of it, what it would kind of look like, bare root. And going from there, there's it's about 15 different conifers that you can look at. There are tons of different ones. It's a great little website. Again, it's nh.gov/NH Nursery. And it's the New Hampshire State Forest Nursery. And they're producing seedlings basically for sale since 1910. So 110 years, and we're on to their 111th year this season. Some cool information on there if you're looking to get some seedlings grown. So pretty good stuff. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time to answer a lot of your gardening questions. I know we're kind of not thinking of the outdoor garden at this point because we're thinking about the snow that's due in this area tonight into tomorrow morning, and then maybe again some snow on Wednesday. It's just, we're in winter. This is what's going to happen. We haven't been used to this the past couple seasons. Past couple seasons, it's been a little bit of snow here, a little bit of snow there, nothing much. But we're on a consistent pattern where it's snowing maybe about once a week in this area. And, you know, a lot of it's not sticking, which, you know, you might say, yeah, that's not a bad thing. But I'd like to see some of the snow stick around. I'd like to see the snow sitting on the ground for our plants to help ensure next year's growth, next year's survival, right? We need that snow. We need that moisture. So if you don't like the snow, I get it. I'm not a huge fan of snow. It means there's extra cleanup. There's a lot of things we have to do before we can go start the day, right? You got to start the car earlier, clean it up, etc. So that's just some of the things to think about. And I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Massachusetts.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was wondering about our local species of holly trees, and I have several females on my property, and they flower beautifully in the early spring, and they develop tiny green berries, and then they disappear. And I've been feeding them Hollytone and such, and they get water because I'm close to a little pond, but I can't seem to make them, it's almost like they don't get pollinated or something, you know? I'm wondering how to make my wild holly trees bloom with the berries, the females.
Okay. Now, do you know of a male in the area, a male holly?
I have both. Yes, I have both male and female hollies mixed through my backyard.
Okay. Now, with this holly, are we talking the evergreen or the deciduous, just so I can...
We're talking about the wild local holly that grows on Cape Cod. They're not purchased. They're not, you know, they're just the wild hollies. And there are some around in other areas close to my house that are full of red berries. You know, the berries stay on the trees. But mine, they seem to drop off when they're very small.
Yep.
So I don't know what the reason is for that.
All right, so it's not keeping the berries at all. It starts to form the green.
I watch them flower, the tiny little flowers, and then when the flowers disappear, I see the tiny green berries. And then within 3 or 4 weeks, all the tiny green berries seem to drop off.
Okay.
And I get very few, if any, red berries on the hollies. Only one tree has produced a few berries. But I have 3 or 4 that bloom in the spring.
Okay.
And I know, I have males because the males don't have the little flowers. So, you know.
Yep. Well, so.
I can't figure it out.
Surprisingly enough, males will have some flowers at the beginning of the season.
Right.
That's how they do pollinate. Okay.
Very good.
So you don't really think of it because you think of the flower and the berry will are hand in hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. Now, how far away are the males? Or are they kind of just mixed in?
They're dispersed within the females, within 20 to 30 feet.
Okay. So
and they're not big, big trees. They're yep. only maybe, 10 to 12 feet high. And I've been nursing them along the last 4 or 5 years, pruning them nicely, feeding them twice a year. So I can't really figure out.
Okay. So when are you pruning them?
Well, as far as pruning, it's not much of a prune. I'm just clipping either dead branches, which are not many. But
yep.
what I should say is I've been kind of cultivating them the last 3 or 4 years. And really, they're pretty little trees. I'm just making sure that they grow nice and straight. And I've got the branches trimmed up off the bottoms a couple of feet, you know.
Yep.
So... Now my next goal is to see if I can get berries on them.
Yeah, so...
I'm sure the males are... There are plenty of males. I have wild... These are the wild hollies,
yep.
and I have mixed males and females everywhere out back.
Okay, so...
Do they just depend on the bees for pollination?
They,
as well?
They do. The bees are the primary pollinator on there.
Because I've noticed that our bees don't show up here until a little later in the spring. I don't know if that matters. I mean, in big numbers, you know. And holly berries are out early, so I don't know if that has any correlation.
Yeah. So. They are very – bees are the number one pollinator for the holly,
mm-hmm.
all right? And that's mm-hmm. – the honeybee is what we're looking for. And so if yep. they're not in the area, that's part of it. That would be one of the – I kind of go down a list of things, right? And you've kind of heard me ask the same questions over, does it have a male? Does it have this? How are you fertilizing? How do you prune it? Those types of things. So we kind of go down a list – of what it could be to kind of determine, all right, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be the lack of a pollinator. Mm-hmm. What I would look to be doing is trying to maybe look at planting some more bee-friendly pollinators in the area, not just hollies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, would be a start.
We have Montavanus hyssop in our yard. We plant that for bees and birds and stuff.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That really is helpful too. So we have plenty of bees later in the season, but
we're looking
spring,
for the early.
And whatever, it just might be a thing where I live.
Well, let's see what we can do. So I want you to hang tight with me, Steve.
I will.
I'm hitting a break. When I get back, I get some.
I may have to hang up, but I will listen.
All right, perfect, Steve. We're going to take that break. We'll be back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Steve. He did have to hang up here, but I wanted to bring up some more information because he was discussing his hollies. They're not keeping the berries. They're not forming the berries. And he noticed that the bees are not around as much in the spring as later. So I was just thinking, you know, what else can Steve do in order to try and get these to have the right pollinator at the right time? And so I looked up just a few different spring pollinators, and there's some good ones in there. And, you know, the couple that I was thinking about is if you're adding bulbs to your plantings, which a lot of you do. Bulbs are a huge there's a couple that are huge pollinators in the spring. Crocus and hyacinths. Those would be real good ones in the spring. They pop up. The bees love them. Another early type season would be some lilacs. Adding some lilacs to the area. Another one that really does well in the spring that would bring you, tons of pollinators would be catnip. Catnip's another one that has tons of bees that will come to it in the spring. And so what we're looking to do really is just invite more pollinators to the garden to help with those hollies. And from what Steve was saying, you know, there's plenty of water, so it's not, you know, that. He's also fertilizing them twice a year with Holly Tone, which is perfect. What I might try to do is take a look at getting a soil test for that area, making sure the acidity is acidic, which I'm sure it is. Being down on the Cape, which is what it sounds like, it's going to be a well-drained soil. So that could be part of it. You know, As I was saying to Steve, we kind of go down a list. We say, all right, what are the growing conditions? How do you water? When was the last time you pruned? When did you do this? And we don't kind of bring up with the flowering pollinators from the beginning. We will say, all right, is there male and female, which kind of brings that idea up, but we're not asking that further question. So I want to do that a little bit more often going forward here. But I think by looking at a few things, trying to invite more pollinators to the garden, it would be successful for Steve to add to the holly. So, again, there were a couple plants there. I like adding either the catmint or, planting some crocuses or hyacinths, maybe having some lilacs in the yard. Those types of things in the early spring will help. I think trying to bring the pollinators there all season would be definitely helpful for the wild holly that are at home. And just making sure there's the male and female, that's the big thing. A couple other things you could actually look at for early spring flowering would be like adding crab apples to the area, adding like some potentilla maybe, or some people see it's like a bugle weed. It's a juga, right? That one kind of grows all over my lawn as it is. Somebody had put it in a garden and it just kind of took over. But that one has a nice little flower that can bring, some pollinators to the area. So there's so many different types out there. I usually will state starting off with natives is the way to go when it comes to your pollinators and getting the plants where they need to be. So if you guys have any questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. We got about an hour and a half left. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. And think of some warm, happy thoughts when it comes to our plants instead of worrying about that snow that's coming later. It shouldn't be, too much, but any snow sometimes for us is too much, right? We've talked about it so much. It's almost becoming, it is a four-letter word, but you understand what I mean. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few here.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana died last week from COVID-19 complications. He was laid to rest today. Many speakers were at the Monroe, Louisiana funeral, including former Congressman Ralph Abraham.
This is a gentleman that cared about nothing but others. He was, as you have heard, a true servant's servant.
Luke was to be sworn into office today. A horrific car crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California took the lives of 8 children.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
California Highway Patrol Captain Kevin Clays.
This is USA Radio News. To make 2021 better for you, here's some ideas as we hit the year running. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corbelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King is in a Los Angeles hospital with COVID-19. The 87-year-old Brooklyn native stepped down from his cable show in 2012. King has weathered numerous health problems over the years, including a major heart attack in 1987, the removal of a cancerous tumor in 2017, an angioplasty in 2019, and a stroke in March of 2019. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left in the show, so give us a call. We got open lines right now. We can be here to help you out. And we do have that call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barry's in Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
So I have a house plant for pothos, I guess they're called.
Sure, yeah.
And there's a bunch of them, and I've had them for years. But I remember your dad used to say to water them thoroughly. And so I do that. I put them in the sink, and I fill them up to the top, and sometimes they'll drain right through the poor soil that's in them. And then I keep filling them a few times until eventually they hold water, like almost like absorbing a sponge.
Yeah, exactly.
But the problem is the soil seems to disappear. You know, I can see the roots probably 2-3 inches down in there. And I was wondering, what kind of soil can I put in there, or do I need to pull them out, or what do I do there for that?
So what's happening basically is every time you get that deep watering, right? The soil is just eroding, basically, because it's going through. It's going through the soil, and so what. You know, for the types of soil to use, you know, you could use any type of indoor potting mix for there. You do need a lighter mix. It's not like a heavy, we're not looking for like a topsoil type for it. We're looking more for like a, not a seed starter. It's like the right above it. It's the, it's like a soilless mix, even though there is technically soil in it, but it's like a soilless mix is what they call it. And so there's some Espoma potting soils that I would look at to get. Those are some real good soils when it comes to to retention into the soil. So I'd look at going to their, what's the variety I'm trying to think off the top of my head here. Let me take a look at their, so they have...
Now, is this something I would just add to the top, or...
Well, so what I'd like to possibly see you do is, so it seems like, well, here, let me question this, and this maybe we can get to the, see if that's the issue.
Okay.
Are the roots that are in the pots circling in there?
Not really. They're, this is kind of getting exposed, you know, they're in the air, I guess, pretty much. The
okay.
soil is kind of, it's kind of like reverse cone shaped, you know.
Yep. So that when you, so say you were to take the plant and flip it over and took the pot off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to see, is if the roots need to be like repotted into a bigger pot. You know, my follow up: have you repotted the plant in, at all?
No. This, I mean, we probably have 7 or 8 of them hanging from hooks in the corners of the room that we were
feeling.
Yep. You know.
Okay.
So I really don't. I haven't repotted them. No. Some of them
okay.
I've replaced over the years.
Yep.
Because it's kind of turn like black parts.
Okay.
Out of, you know.
Gotcha. I mean, so what I would almost be thinking about doing here would be either just adding a little bit of soil, and the best soil for that would be like just the potting mix from Espoma. It's an organic potting mix. It's for all types of plants like that. It's heavy enough to hold the plant where you need it to be, but light enough to let the moisture in. When it comes to, you know, to keep them growing, have you been fertilizing them at all? I'm assuming you have, but...
Yeah, I this time of year I normally don't.
Yep.
Until probably March, and then I start.
Perfect.
And that's, I water them probably every 2 weeks, and then probably every other time. So once a month, I've kept them fertilized with
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right on with everything you're doing. I just think, so I think with the way the watering is, because we're doing deeper waterings, and we want the soil to dry out in between. So what happens is, right, because the soil's dried out, it gets clumpy, or when you do put water in it, it washes out quickly. So we're almost constantly replacing the soil because of that, because, you know, pothos likes to dry out. So I would look at just like the Espoma potting soil. That would be a good one. It's got some nutrients in it that will really help it. You know, maybe take a look at adding some humidity to the area to help the root system if it is exposed. You know, keeping some humidity up. But you're right on the right path with everything. But, you know, I'd look at the pots. The reason why I brought up like the repotting is taking a look. If the pot is like just filled with roots, then it's probably a time to upgrade to the next size, right?
And how much bigger would it go?
So you just go to the next container size. So with a hanging basket, you said they're hanging, but say they're in a hanging basket, they usually go like an 8-inch to a 10-inch to a 12-inch. So it's not like a huge amount, but it is a little bit of a upgrade. We're not looking to go from like a 6-inch pot to like an 18-inch pot, because then the root system's never gonna really develop the way you
right.
want it to.
Right.
So I think that could help it, because what's also gonna happen is there's gonna be a little bit more soil in the pots to retain some of that water a little bit more, so you're not constantly trying to replace the water. So I think that's going to have an aspect to help it as well.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to do any kind of root pruning or anything like that, right?
I wouldn't. Pothos, you know, are pretty easygoing with everything, so I wouldn't personally. But you could, you know, I think just getting a look at the root system, that type of thing, seeing how it's going in there, I think would help change a lot of it. Okay. And you won't have to put as much soil in it long term. You're not constantly putting more and more soil in.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Pat.
No problem. You have a great one there, Barry.
All right. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. Thank you. I have a statement, I guess, that what I'm thinking is that the common garden flowers, compositae, and lilies, marigolds, St. John's wort, columbine, so they do fine with total sun, don't they? The best for that and a vegetable garden is as much sun as possible?
Yes.
Or that would work?
Yes.
If I have a, so it's a middle field, oh good. And also I've tried rooting powder on azaleas. I cut the azaleas in the spring when they're at the end of flowering and so on.
Yep.
And I tried a lot of them and put the rooting powder on and put it, and they didn't root. So I guess the rooting powder doesn't work for all plants.
Well, so, you know, how many did you try out?
I tried, must have been 10.
Okay.
And none of them rooted.
When you put them in rooting powder, how long after you cut them did you put them in the powder and then put them into the soil?
Oh, I put rooting powder on them and carefully buried the stem in the soil and kept it quite moist.
Okay, so you tried to, I can't think of the name, eat right off the plant is what you were looking for?
Yeah, I cut some of the actively growing ends of the azalea.
Yep.
And follow directions. Put them in, coated them with rooting powder, and carefully put them in a pot of soil, trying not to wipe off the rooting powder, and
yep.
Kept it quite moist.
So my follow-up question is, so how long, like, was it 10 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, 2 hours in between the pruning and putting on the rooting powder did you wait?
It was probably maybe, I don't know whether I put them in water first, but I guess it was maybe 6 hours.
Okay. So if you didn't put them in water first, that could be part of the problem, because what happened is you made a fresh cut, Then it started to callus over, and sometimes it can callus over completely, so when you put the rooting powder on, you're not putting it on like a fresh cut. That's what we're looking for. So what I would look to do is say you do some cuttings, you put them in water, let them sit, make a small fresh cut right as you're putting the rooting powder on, and then putting it into the soil. Because the rooting powder needs somewhere to get into the plant, right? So
yes.
If it's not a fresh wound or a fresh cut on the plant, it's not going to absorb as easily. So the rooting powder was just there, right? It was just another thing there. So that could be part of it. So what I'd like to see you do in the future, right before you put it into soil, cut it, then, dip it into water, then dip it into the rooting powder. I dip it into the water to hold the powder on the plant because the moisture will hold it there, and then place it into the soil. What I also like to see done is the soil that you're going to put it in, make it a little bit looser soil, almost like a seed starter soil, and water the soil prior to putting the plant into the ground, into the pot, right? So get that soil ready in a pot, soak it, let the water absorb into it multiple times. You'll probably have to put a little bit more soil in so it compacts the nice way. then put the plant in. Because when you do water after the first couple days, say, you could be washing off some of that rooting powder, whereas just letting it sit in some soil that's already has moisture in it, you're not trying to saturate the soil to get it to hold the water. You're just watering it to water versus saturate the soil. We're getting, the soil's already saturated.
Okay.
So I think that would help you. I do think, you know, rooting powder is a great thing. Not everything will take, but I think you can do it with azaleas. Another thing you could look at is kind of taking a little bit of the bark off of the bottom and opening up the underneath, the cambium that's there, so it's exposed to that rooting powder a little bit more. And I think that might really help you.
Yeah, a little green in that cambium.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And keep it moist, and then just before putting it in the rooting powder, make it fresh cut.
Yep. Perfect.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. FairAdvance.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And there's about an hour, a little over an hour left in the show. So you can give us a call and we can help you out with the garden. You know, maybe it's about what happened last year, what we can do to fix last year. So definitely we're here to help you out with that. So give us a call. We have plenty of open phone lines. You know, the we had talked with Pothos and with Tim just now on the phone, and you know, Pothos is known as one of the plants that's a little bit easier to grow. It kind of goes in the corner. You can forget about it. But, you know, some of those things you kind of forget about, like, oh, you know, what do we do when this happens or when this happens? So I'm glad Tim brought that up because, you know, he's doing everything he's supposed to do. And it's kind of, like, frustrating because you're like, well, why isn't it following up? Like, what is going on? And, you know, those are some of the little things that, happen with the plants. You know, and soil, replacing soil and taking care of soil is a huge thing. We also, that was Barry before, I'm sorry. And then starting cuttings is another thing that we've looked at. And that's what Tim and I were just talking about. I apologize. I looked up on my screen. I got a picture of a Pothos and it just came back to me. So I apologize. So the one of the things with cuttings is making sure it's a fresh cut for it. You know, making sure there's that fresh cut to take care of it. And when you're putting into the soil, using that. The starter, right? That's what we're looking for. These are just some of the things to be thinking about when you're planting, using the rooting hormone on cuttings, having a fresh wound, having a little bit of exposed cambium, which is right underneath that, the green that we're looking at, right? So that would be one of them. Thinking about some of those things, thinking about what you can be doing with some of these cuttings, what else can be done with cuttings. There's so many different styles of plants. It brings me back pothos, right? We were just talking about it. That's one that would be nice and easy to to start a new plant and get some of that. Taking some of the cuttings, when you're pruning some of the plants, when you're trying to thin out a plant, trying to use some of those cuttings to gain more plants, right? Pothos is a very easy one, and that would be a nice one to be repotting. Azaleas, so woody structure type plants are a little bit harder to get to go. They don't always make it, but it's about making sure, the fresh cut is there, making sure you have the rooting hormone onto where it needs to be. So those are just some of the things to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, we'll probably get a little bit of snow tonight, depending upon your area. So, get ready for that, because that is definitely, on the radar now. And, that's what I was trying to think of. Nathan just reminded me in my ear. Somebody called in. They were wondering, they have tons of berries on a holly, but the robins are eating them. What can they do? Well, so we can start by, you can use some different types of nets. There are some nets that you can actually purchase that have like a 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch hole on them that you can put over the top of them. Birds aren't one where like heat from a like repellent would work well. They don't taste the hot, right? So it's not like you could use something like that. So netting is probably the best way to do it. Maybe a scare tactic with like a owl statue or an owl, that plastic owl would work. So one of those might do help with the robins from taking all the berries from you. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back in 5 minutes to wrap up the next hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.